Once again, it's time for the Madison Public Library Show, and in the studio with us is Karen Tilbury of the Madison Public Library. Good afternoon, Karen.
Good afternoon, Paul.
So, how'd your weekend go, and how's your week going?
Well, it was a busy weekend like they all are, and so far on Tuesday, nothing has gone wrong yet, so this is a good start to the week.
That's good, good. Well, we have a lot of events coming up at the Madison Library.
Yes, we do. February is a busy month. Some of these things Lydia talked about in the last radio show, but we're going over them again to make sure that everybody gets the dates.
All right. Let's see what's happening.
Okay, so this sounds like this should really be fun. Saturday, February 17th. The Madison, Dawson, and Cambury Libraries will be having canvas art painting classes. Learn to paint on canvas and create your own unique piece of art. Classes will be in Madison at 9 a.m., Cambie at 12 a.m., and Dawson at 3 p.m. These classes are free and all supplies will be provided, but there are limited openings for the class, so we need some pre-registration.
Okay. Good.
And then we are having an author and area native M.G. Nelson will be at the Madison, Dawson, and Cambury Libraries in February. Nelson is an author of multiple fiction and nonfiction books, including her recently released young adult novel, The Telling Mirror, which is a story of Signe Erickson, a kid who keeps messing up on her Uncle Dan's farm after her parents ditch her in foster care. After the fight with Dan, she's ready to flee the farm to San Diego, but finds herself, along with Reggie, the barn cat turned boy, in a dark and hostile world ravaged by war, famine, and a scorching climate. She will be at the Madison Library on Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m., and at the Cambie Library on Tuesday, February 27th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then on Saturday, February 24th, to celebrate the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program, the Madison Library, in partnership with the LQPV Early Childhood Initiative, will host a Build Your Own Book Buddy Adventure. This Book Buddy Adventure program is an interactive story time connecting book characters to a stuffed animal workshop. During the workshop, children choose one special plus dog to get ready to go home with them. And to make the day extra special, Marianne Anderson and Doug and Sherilyn Bates will be at the program with their certified therapy dogs. Therapy dogs are wonderful for struggling or nervous readers because they provide a patient and non-judgmental audience. So this is a completely free event for children ages infant to 7 years old, and kids just need to pre-register and be accompanied by an adult. And they can register by stopping into the Madison Library or calling us at 320-598-7938, extension 1.
That's a big event. That's a fun event, too, isn't it?
Yes, yes. Yeah. It should really be fun. And we're encouraging as many people as can have the day free to come.
Yep.
And then we had the arm knitting class in January. And we had the people had so much fun, and they were asking about the possibility of doing that again. Mm-hmm. And we're not able to schedule her again. So what we are planning on doing is in March, we are going to have a crocheting class to make a scarf for that.
Oh, wow.
We haven't really for sure set the dates on that.
Okay.
But that's our plan.
All right. I know you brought some of the scarves in the studio with you today. We're going to post them on our website.
Yep, we'll take pictures.
All right. I like taking pictures. You know that.
And our electronic resource today is the one that is ELM, or Electronic Library for Minnesota, which includes a consumer health complete, which is designed to support the information needs of patients and to foster an overall understanding of health-related topics. To access Consumer Health Complete, go to elm4u.org. That's ELM, the number 4, and then Y-O-U. Click on Databases A to Z and select Consumer Health Complete from the drop-down menu. Mm. And now, book recommendations.
All right.
And we've got quite a few of them this time.
Okay.
We even have a book recommendation from one of our patrons whose name is Gene. And he recently read Killing England by Bill O'Reilly.
Hmm.
The Revolutionary War as Never Told Before. The latest installment in Bill O'Reilly and Martin Dugard's best-selling Killing series transports readers to the most important era in our nation's history, the Revolutionary War. Told through the eyes of George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and Great Britain's King George III, Killing England chronicles the path to independence in gripping detail, taking the readers from the battlefields of America to the royal courts of Europe. This really sounds like this should be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also recommending Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans by Brian Kilmeade and Don Yeager. When the British fought the young United States during the War of 1812, they knew that taking the mouth of the Mississippi River was the key to crippling their former colony. Capturing the city of New Orleans and stopping trade up the river sounded like a simple task. New Orleans was far away from Washington, out of sight and out of mind for the politicians.
Mm. Awesome.
Okay, Alice. Alice is reading Unbound by Stuart Woods. In the wake of a personal tragedy, former CIA operative Teddy Fay, now a successful Hollywood film producer known as Billy Barnett, takes a leave of absence to travel and grieve and lands in Santa Fe in the company of his friends Stone Barrington and Ed Eagle. There, fate hands him an unexpected opportunity to exact revenge for his recent loss from a man who helped cover up the crime. Okay, I am reading Cast a Blue Shadow by P.L. Goss. After the first blizzard of an early winter, a Mennonite college girl with a troubled past appears curled up and bloodied outside the office of her childhood psychiatrist. Mute for many years as a child, she is again not talking. That same morning, the mother of Martha's boyfriend is found murdered in her mansion, and there are all kinds of twists and turns to this particular book. I really enjoy mysteries.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I read lots of them.
Yeah.
Isabel, my granddaughter, is reading Chamber of Secrets by J.K. Rowling. Julie and Isabel and I are all big Harry Potter fans.
Okay.
And when we had gone to Disney World in Florida about 3 years ago, we went to Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Potter World, and we really enjoyed that.
Wow.
So anyway.
And Isabel was with us last time you were here,
yes,
right?
Yes, Isabel was with us last time. The Dursleys were so mean that hideous summer that all Harry Potter wanted to do was get back to Hogwarts School for witchcraft and wizardry. But just as he's packing his bags, he receives a warning from a strange creature named Dobby, who says that if Harry Potter returns to Hogwarts, disaster will strike. And strike it does, for in Harry's second year at Hogwarts, fresh torments and horrors arise, including an outrageously stuck-up new professor, Gilderoy Lockhart, a spirit named Moaning Myrtle who haunts the girls' bathrooms, and the unwanted attention of Ron Weasley's younger sister, Ginny. Harry Potter series I really, really, really enjoyed. I was just as bad as the kids waiting for the next one to come out.
Yeah, it's pretty popular, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Deb is reading Girl Waits with Gun by Amy Stewart. It is a novel based on the forgotten true story of one of the nation's first female deputy sheriffs. Constance Kopp doesn't quite fit the mold. She towers over most men, has no interest in marriage or domestic affairs, and has been isolated from the world since a family secret sent her and her sisters into hiding 15 years ago. One day, a belligerent and powerful silk factory owner runs down their buggy, and a dispute over damages turns into a war of bricks, bullets, and threats as he unleashes his gang on their family farm. When the sheriff enlists her help in convicting the man, Constance is forced to confront her past and defend her family. And she does it in a way that few women of 1914 would have dared. This is the first book in a series so far of four books. Okay, right, we've got two more.
Two more, okay.
Okay, Kate is reading Last Light from Terry Blackstock. That is the first in the Restoration series of inspirational books. Birmingham, Alabama has lost all power. Its streets are jammed with cars that won't start, its airports engulfed in flames from burning planes. All communications, cell phones, computers, even radios are silent. Every home and business is dark. Is it a natural disaster, a terrorist attack, or something far worse? In the face of a crisis that sweeps an entire high-tech planet back to a time before electricity, the Branning family faces a choice. Will they hoard their possessions in order to survive, or trust God to provide as they share their resources with those around them? Yesterday's world is gone. Family and community are all that remain, and the outage is revealing the worst in some. One more.
Okay.
Lydia is reading the Cadfael Chronicles, which is a series written by scholar Edith Perringer under the name Ellis Peters. Set in the 12th century during the anarchy in England, the novel focuses on the Benedictine monk Cadfael, who aids the law when solving murders. In book one, A Morbid Taste for Bones, in the Welsh mountain village of Gwenthyrin lies the grave of St. Winifred. Now in 1137, the ambitious head of Shrewsbury Abbey has decided to acquire the sacred remains for his Benedictine order. So this sounds like another good one, another history kind of thing, which is the kind of thing that I enjoy too.
Yeah, I do too. I like history, that's for sure. So
find us online.
Okay, yeah, there you go. I was going to just ask, how can people get a hold of you, Karen?
www.pioneerland.lib.mn.us and clicking on Member Libraries in the left-hand menu, or on Facebook at Dawson Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, and Madison Public Library MN.
All right. Thanks for coming in, Karen.
You bet, Paul.
It was a busy show today.
Yes, it is. You know, it seems like the library gets busier and busier and busier.
That's good.
You bet. You know, everybody come to the library. We can find something that you'll like to read.
That's right. It's more than books.
It's more than books.
That's right.
Yep.
All right. Talk to you next time, Karen.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
Karen Tilbury with the Madison Public Library.